Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, praise God, and welcome to our Blog Talk Radio segment hour. And we are also streaming on www.livedeliverance.com. And we have our own independent internet radio station. We hold our own. We don't need Facebook. We don't need YouTube. We don't need any of those. God's word will get out. I do not depend on any podcasters, although I have 82 podcasters out there. I have to contact only one that has some material on there that I didn't approve of. And I thank the Lord, if you go to Google, iHeart, we are on 82 podcasts, and we've been doing this for 14 years, going on our 15th year this coming December. 15 years has come by so fast. I have met some beautiful people all over the world through this radio ministries. I thank the Lord for opening up the doors in Jamaica for me with internet radio, with pastors, musicians. I thank him for allowing me to go to Israel 2 times. I've done deliverances throughout the country. I've learned a lot, and I have seen the demonic. And I tell you, it is real. Evil is real. Demons, they're real, and they're fallen angels. But I want to talk about something that's very, very precious to all of us, our tongue and how, and the things that we say, how it can mess us up, and how it can get us in a lot of trouble. It can stop our blessings. It can put a curse on you. You can speak a curse on you, and people don't even know that they have a curse on them. It's very sad. Our tongue gets us in a lot of trouble. Again, welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We are streaming at www.livedeliverance.com. That's what I'm pushing. I'm not pushing too much Facebook. I want everybody from the Facebook hear me, where you can go to our radio station 24 hours. And I'm bringing the word of God tonight. We'll switch up tonight. And tomorrow will be Wednesday, and we have some teachings for Frank Hammond, author of Pigs and Apollo. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Come, Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle, and I take authority by the blood of Jesus over every demonic spirit that will cause any hindrance to the hearer to hear these words. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen. Hastelessness of speech. There is one example in Scripture of a man who was hastened in his words. Just once in tale of the price it caught him, the man was Moses. I want you to pay close attention. He was told by God to go ahead of the children of Israel, speak to a rock, and it would bring forth water. But he was so angry, anger. He was so angry with the children of Israel, that he said to them, ye rebels, must we bring you water out of the rock? Then, instead of speaking to the rock, he smote it. Numbers chapter 20, verse 7 through 12. The act of disobedience expressed hasty words cost him the privilege of leading the children of Israel into the promised land that is described in Psalms chapter 106, verse 32 and 33. Don't let your mouth block your blessing. This blocked the blessing of Moses. If the doctor tells you that you got 6 months to live, who are you going to believe? Because all medicine, Jeremiah 46, 11, can't cure you. Your mouth can cure you and your faith more than mankind is medicine. Now, take medication. I'm for that. I tell people who call me with schizophrenia, take your medicine. I'm not a doctor. Take your medicine till you get delivered. But Moses was angry. How many times that we have said things to people in anger? It's called a forward mouth. God doesn't like it. And we have to be confident of that as we speak. In Proverbs chapter 18, I'm sorry, thank you, Holy Ghost. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13 says, the fear of the Lord is to evil. Pride, arrogance, and the evil way, watch this, and the forward mouth. Do I hate? Now that word hate, man, that's strong. Hate that which is evil. To those who hate me. That's a very powerful, powerful word. And God says he hate a forward person with forward speech or perverse speech. It's directed away from what is right and good. It's perverted. It is the allow error and fault and self-will and stubbornness come in the back door with perverse speech. Demons can come in through foul cursing, and we all do it. Satan is very subtle. And if you don't know scriptures concerning your mouth, he will use that against you. The root of this problem affected our tongues is in our heart. See, the heart speaking and it's sending it through the mouth. Now, I would like for you to turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Either make the tree good and his fruits good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruits. Now, if you saying negative stuff, those are negative fruits that's going to come out your mouth, but it's coming from your heart. And a lot of people don't realize that they can hurt themselves. And then you're going to blame the devil for something that you did. But devil will take, he'll take that. He would love to take that and run with it. We have to be able to know scriptures, what the Bible tells us about our mouth. We have to know these things. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 4, it says, that the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, 1 Kings 2, 4, saying, if thy children take heed to their ways to walk before me in truth and all their heart, with all their heart and with all their soul, they shall not fall thee. He said, a man of the throne of Israel. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 10, it says, wherefore, thou rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. If we go by the word of God, apply these scriptures concerning our mouth, we won't fall. We are our enemies sometimes with the things that we say. We have to be diligent in understanding the word of God and understanding what the Bible says about the mouth. The attention and care expected and required of a person is for us to study. Now, the Bible says careless speech and an unbridled tongue can undetermine our influences for righteousness and cause us to sin. This is why in Ecclesiastes 5:2, the Bible tells us to watch what we say. In Ecclesiastes 5:6, it says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. And the minute we start getting angry, just as Moses did, we get into trouble. I'm going to read this to you again and recapitulate this. There is one example in Scripture of a man who was hasty in his words. Once and told and called and dealt with the price that it cost him. It was a toll on him. The man was Moses. He was told by God to go ahead of the children of Israel, speak to a rock, and it would bring, but he was angry. Now, anger is the root of your mouth saying a lot of things. Now, where's the anger coming from? From the heart, out of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. So we all got work to do with our heart. Now, to show you how messed up our heart, the Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked. My God. The Lord says the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 21. Now, this is Jesus in red writing saying this. I'm not saying this. Far from within, out of the heart of men, proceeds evil thoughts coming from the heart to the mind. Adultery, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, blaspheme, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So we got some work to do. We need to work on our mouth and ask God to show us the root that's coming in our heart, the things that we say. I don't like people to say negative stuff around me. I know the word, and I know they don't know the word. I don't talk to them. I can't reach them. They're in that drone of thinking and meditating and figuring stuff out. The minute you start doing that, you're going to frustrate yourself. We're supposed to be operating by the Spirit, not by our human thoughts. James 3:10 says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be, but we do it. Why? Our heart has to get right so we can say the right things. Now, if you don't know the scriptures of the Bible, you're not going to say anything right. You know, and every time I counsel people and tell people to read the Bible, they get hostile with me. And the Lord began to show me that's not them, it's the Spirit. And as people talk and I counsel people, I really want you to know, some of you who are intellectual, Reverend Thumpton, Reverend T.C. Carmichael, Bishop W.D. McNugget, you think so much you can't hear God. When people are talking to me, I don't hear them. I let them talk. I say, yes, ma'am, I'm listening. I'm praying in the Holy Spirit. I don't have to hear them. The Lord taught that to me 14 years ago. How can I help a human being when I don't know nothing? We have to depend on the Holy Spirit. And if you would depend on the Holy Spirit, Luke 12:11 said, do not worry about what you're going to say or how you're going to say it, but the Holy Spirit will lead you at that hour what you need to say. We have to get scriptures in our spirit to maintain our mouth. People just shoot stuff out, and they just really hear how they're saying it. They sound really, really off sometimes. And I just don't say nothing. I just listen. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5:2, be not harsh with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. And for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. I very rarely talk to people. I just listen and pray in the Holy Ghost. Because if you're talking, you can't hear nothing. Then people say, well, how can you hear people? You don't. I got to hear what they say. Their spirit is not strong enough to take over. If you get your spirit strong enough and get the word in you, God will bring scriptures. Even as I quoted Mark 7:21, the Holy Spirit told me, go to Mark 7:21.
I can't shoot anything out my mouth that he that teaches to be judged most stricter. This is why God had taught me through his son is to use scriptures to teach a person. So you can't say I made anything up and try to talk to you. I don't like talking to people. I can't help you. I like giving people the word so that God can minister to you and to correct you if you want to be corrected. Now, if you're having problems with your mouth, God has a weapon in the Bible that can stop you from some of this foolishness coming out your mouth. You may need to get some deliverance because if you have a cursing spirit and that opens through people constantly cursing and mocking Christ, and if you can't stop, you need deliverance. The book of Psalms, chapter 39, verse 1 says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. So your tongue can cause you to sin. Do you hear this in church on the wrong day? And I'm also in prayer concerning Sunday worship. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with Christians really not, don't want to deal with the Sabbath, including ministers. We got to get this right. God gave his son Jesus of Nazareth. He's the Lord of Sabbath, Mark 2:28. Jesus Christ is Lord of Sabbath. And it's, I try to minister this to Christians. They're, okay, I hear you. I praise God. And they don't care at the prayer. But yet they can say they can hear God. If they can hear God, God will tell them, what are you doing on the wrong day? Because God dealt with me with that. I had to allow the Lord to go in my heart to change it. Because I was Roman Catholic, I was Roman Catholic. God can change anything through scripture in your spirit. But God can't change nothing if nothing's not in your spirit. So I ask you tonight, please go over these scriptures when you go home tonight, when you are by yourself, and review these scriptures. Because you don't want your tongue. You want to find out what's causing the tongue. We already know it comes from the heart. And you want to look at all the scriptures that God says concerning your mouth and your tongue. Many Christians lose their blessing by trying to explain things to people. And you might wind up speaking a curse on yourself. Now go to James chapter 1, verse 26. In James 1, 26, it says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle it not his tongue, but deceive it his own heart. So when you don't bridle your tongue, you deceive your own heart. And then look what Jesus' brother said. That man's religion is vain. We have to bridle our tongue. And be hasten not to say nothing. Be let the Holy Spirit tell you when to say something, when not. You know, you can speak things out of the timing of God, out of his will, and God with his grace have to keep covering you and keep covering your mess up. Don't allow yourself tongue and not deal with the things in your heart that's making your tongue speak. Continue to go on in your life. Turn to Psalms 106, verse 32. Psalms 106, verse 32. Psalms 106, verse 32. To anger him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sake, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. A lot of us speak unadvisedly with our lips and cause us the same problem, keeps us out that promised land of blessing that God is trying to give you. I don't think I'm going to make you get that job. I don't know. That's the spirit of unknown. uncertainty. You say, I don't know. Well, I hear you. That right there ain't going to go nowhere in the kingdom. It's just going to stay stagnant. Watch this. Now, I hope this will really wake up some African-Americans, because I'm African-American, and I like to talk with my own, not that I don't know other races, but by me saying I'm African-American, I hope this will wake up a lot of people. Do you know when you're singing a song, we shall overcome someday? Oh, we shall overcome. Sound real good, right? But do you know you are keeping yourself in bondage by saying that? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. We shall overcome someday. It's not putting an end to the problem. It's just saying someday. And the devil can hear that and launch that out and stretch that to suffering for many people. I know they mean real well, but I'm talking about spiritual things by not allowing your mouth to cross over that other line. See, that's another area that you start going into when you start speaking foolishness, doubt, skepticism, and unbelief. That's the kingdom of darkness. And Satan and his demons love to hear you say something that's contrary to scripture. They love to hear you say something that's not of faith. They love for you to say something out of anger, because anytime a human being gets in anger, he loses who he is. Moses, the same Moses, got angry and killed a Hebrew slave, a soldier. Peter got angry and cut off the soldier's ear. The Bible says, cease from anger. Why? Your mouth going to run with it. And you don't want your mouth to put you in positions that you don't need to be in. And if we speak, you better make sure that you speak something that's that's on head with the scripture, that does not bring any doubt, skepticism, or lack of faith out your mouth. And life is in the power of the tongue. And people don't realize that words have power. Let me show you how words have power. Go to 2 Kings 2:23. I love the word of God. I really, man, I like what I do. I love exorcism. Oh, Lord, I love this ministry. I'm so happy in my ministry. I am very happy in my ministry. I tell you, through my life, the devil did everything he can try to stop me from doing this. 2 Kings chapter 2, 23. I'm going back for... And let's go to 2 Kings 2:22 and 23 and 24. In 2 Kings, let me show you how powerful your mouth can be when you say something. In 2 Kings 2:22, so the waters was healed unto this day according to the sayings of Elijah, which he spoke, 2 Kings 2:23. And he went up from there to Bethel. And as he was going up by the water, now watch this. This is a prophet of God. Let me show you what his mouth did. Let me show you how powerful words are. And he went up from there unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city. Now watch this. And mocked him. And said unto him, they said something, they spoke something to this man, a prophet of God. Watch this. Go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head, A.D., blade head. Go up. And he turned back and looked on them. Watch this. And cursed them in the name of the Lord. He spoke it. And there came forth two female bears out of the woods, and tore 42 children of them, 42 of them children, tore them. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. Now, I'm just saying what the Bible says. So words are very, very potent. It's according to what you say and how you say it. You can speak a curse on yourself and not even know it. Well, how are you going to get a job? I receive it, brother. And stop talking to people about your business and what you're doing. Because demons hear you. And they ain't going to do them to go set you up for the kill when they hear what you're saying. I don't like to talk about where I'm going, what you're doing. It ain't your business. In 1 Thessalonians 4:11, the Bible says, make it a quiet life to tend to your own business and work with your own hands. Stop. You don't need to put your mouth in a position where it's going to tie you up. Say very few words when you're going through a trial or tribulation. Because the minute you speak something against yourself, you got to start the trial all back over with. And people wonder why they can't get blessed. You can't blame the Lord. And in certain instances, you can't blame the demons. You can blame you for saying something and you not looking in your heart. If you don't study the Word of God, you're not going to get this teaching I'm telling you, because God got to first clean your heart so your mouth can get right. But you got to know that in the Bible. And some of you are not taught. You're at different churches that's teaching certain subjects, you know, but not teaching you things that you really need. This is why I really don't have confidence in churches anymore. I don't step in churches. I don't go to none of them. I don't need that. I got Derek Prince. I teach. I have a lot that I do. I'm on the internet. I'm not called to church. And I think that God's calling people out of that. I see a huge increase in the deliverance ministry. When I first got into this ministry, it was very few deliverance ministers 14, 15 years ago. Imagine the time when Derek Prince started it. Now everybody's trying to get into this ministry. But I tell you, those who ain't real won't make it. You got to watch what you say and how you say it and when you say it. Because if you don't, you're going to hurt yourself. Let's go to Psalms 106, verse 32 and 33. Psalms 106, verse 32 and 33. They argued him also at the water of strife, so that the will with Moses for their sake, because thou provoked his spirit, so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. Now, if Moses spoke unadvisedly with his lips, what do you think the devil going to do to you? Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verse 10. Numbers 20, verse 10. Numbers 20, verse 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod. He smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and their congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, ye shall not bring this congregation to the land which I have given them. You see, you can't go into the promised land that God has given you because you done spoke so many curses on yourself. You need to just reverse everything you said negative and send it back to the sender and start all over. Say, Lord, forgive me. And all of you see this tonight. Say, Lord, forgive me for saying things I shouldn't be saying. Lord, I'm sorry that I have put a curse on my own self. And some of you do that with doubt, with skepticism, with unbelief. You tie certain words in your mouth. Good luck. Okay, I hear you. I understand. Well, I don't know. All these words are negativity words. If it's not anything good, don't say nothing. It's so simple. Put a bridle on your tongue. Ask God, Lord, I need some help with this. Because a lot of us get in a lot of trouble with our mouth. We lose our blessings. We lose the things that God has for us because we are speaking unadvisedly words. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14, the word says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider God also had set one against another to another to the end that man should not find nothing after him. So without the power of God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, by you studying the Word of God, getting on a fast, and some of you can't even fast. If you can't fast, you got demons. I can tell you that right now. If you can't do a 3-day fast, you have demons. and you trying to fast to get your mouth clean, you don't think them demons ain't going to go to war on you? Try to go on a three-day fast. I'm going to fast to get my mouth right. I guarantee you. You'd email them saying, Pastor, you was right. Them demons are going to come after you. They don't want you on no fast. And some people don't push. And even when I counsel people and talk to people, I hear what come out their mouth. I said, Lord, have mercy. And the Lord said, just love them. They're my children. But the Lord's children are lost. The Lord's children are so lost and not need to be lost under the wrong type of teaching. Listen to feel-good sermons. Don't know any correction. Couldn't get rebuked. If you know what rebuke is, take it offensive. Get angry at people. Pick where you want to worship. That's why the body of Christ is so messed up. Now, when you're going through a trial and tribulation, this is when the devil really starts using some stuff to come up against you to make you speak something against God or the blessings that the Lord have you. In 1 Peter 1:6, the word says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. And when you start going through a trial and tribulation and you say the wrong thing, you can cut the blessing off and not even realize it. Two persons are set before us here, and we need to distinguish very clearly between them. The life giver is Jesus. The life taker is Satan. The devil only comes into our lives to take life. He comes to steal the blessings and the provisions of God. He comes to kill us physically and destroy us eternally and wipe us out with our mouth. We help him. Proverbs 12:18 says, There is that speaketh like a piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. If your tongue become wise, it's health. It didn't say it what's the opposite of health? Poorness, sickness, health. Listen, the tongue of the wise is health. H-E-A-L-T-H, health. It can heal you. Therefore is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. H-E-A-L-T-H. Proverbs 18:21, again, as I said, we capitulate. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits. See, your tongue have fruits. But if it's not good things that you're saying, you're dropping it into another kingdom. And the demons, you're fueling the fire for demonic spirits. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. Mouth, life. Do you know how important this sermon is tonight? It can sustain you from destruction and killing yourself and blocking you from saying negative words, things that does not deal with faith, peace, hope, joy, strength, depending on the Holy Spirit. Not allowing anything to come in your mind through your heart to make your mouth doubt, bring skepticism, or unbelief. Let's read this again, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. Mouth, life. Mouth, life. Keep your life. But he that opened wide his lips shall have destruction. You put a curse on yourself. That brings destruction. Ask the Lord to set a watch over your mouth in Psalms 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. Or let's say lips. Let's turn there. God can do it, but you need the Lord to deal with this thing. because we talked about it the other day in James chapter 3, the tongue can no man tame. It's a world full of deadly poison. So let's recapitulate this again. Psalms chapter 141, verse 1. Psalms 141, verse 1. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. But if you nagging God, saying negative stuff as you cry to him, do you think God wouldn't hear that? He know everything. He know everything in your mind, Ezekiel 11:5. He can count every hair on your head. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the of my lips. If you got a problem with your mouth tonight, ask the Lord to set a watch over. Be more continent of you in saying certain things. Go on a fast. Bind the spirit. If it's demonic, do some self-deliverance. Stop depending on pastors to do exorcism for you. You can deliver yourself with the word, Matthew 8:16. The word can deliver you from evil spirits. And be careful that you running around talking about some deliverance ministry. Everybody in deliverance ministry now. Be very careful because you can get yourself hurt. Now, the Bible says that there's power in the tongue. The tongue has a lot of power. And we're going to look at some of these scriptures. We're going to go to look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth, see here? Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. So the soul is your emotion. It's not your spirit. Notice it doesn't affect the spirit. It affects the soul. This is why the devil ain't going to say nothing. He's not going to say, excuse me, you said a cuss word. He's going to continue to encourage you because demons feed off the flesh. Jesus says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he will feed off what you say on himself in a trap. And you can't bring nobody what come out your mouth. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Let's go to Proverbs 12:13. Proverbs 12, and let's go to verse 13. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. So they already messed up. The wicked, he didn't say the righteous. We're righteous by the blood of Jesus. But if you say the negative things and keep on bringing that negativity and keep bringing that negativity and keep bringing that negativity, you're going to be on the wicked side. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. God, have mercy, Jesus. God does not want us to have our mouths to put us in trouble, but our free will. Now, you got to deal with the heart because it's coming from the heart. Remember that. Let's go to Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Notice it says soul. It never says spirit. When you see the word dealing with the mouth, it always affects the soul. It does not affect the spirit. We saw two scriptures with that. This is the second scripture. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. God does not want us to put a curse on our own self. He does not want us to say things that's contrary to Scripture. He does not want us blurting out stuff coming from the soul, because behind every negative emotion, there's demons. That's why you don't want that. And the devil going to sit back and just let you say stupid, foolish stuff. He's not going to help you. You helping him, fueling demons to come in. You keep doing it. Gossip is not of God. Getting in people's business is not of God. Worrying about what other folks do in their life, that's not of God. Look at yourself, because we got to give an account of what we say. That's in Matthew 12:36. We have to give an account of what we say. Both blessings and curses are utterly expressed in words, spoken, written, or inwardly uttered. These are not ordinary words, are charged with supernatural power. They belong to the invisible spiritual realm, which hold forces that can ultimately shape our destiny by what you say. I believe in the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. I believe that the Lord has kept this ministry on 15 years. I had never had to run any ad in the paper for money. I never get on here and preach 45 minutes to get your money. I don't do that. I teach the word. There's many times that I've been through so many trials that I did not know how I was going to pay this bill. But you know what I did? I kept my mouth shut. I said, I'm not going to mess up this ministry with my mouth and my what my mind says. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm not walking on sight. I'm going to walk on faith. See, when we start speaking stuff, our spirit doesn't control us. Coming from your soul. You got to get that thing in line with the Spirit of God. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. It can be done, but it's a lot of work it takes. It takes a lot of study. It takes a lot of meditation on God's word. But we can do this. God does not want us to put any curses on ourselves. And most of us do it by saying something stupid and something foolish. Now, I pray that you've been blessed tonight. We're going to get some more scriptures with this, because we're going to go and dig more deeper into where this stuff is coming from. It's coming from the heart. Did you know that? It's coming from the heart. And God does not want us to say things that's contrary to him, that's going to stop our own blessing. And we do that. So if you have said some things that's contrary to believing in God, repent now. Now, the Lord says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our fault, he is just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness in 1 John 1:9, and he will throw it into the sea of forgiveness, Psalms 103:11-12, and Psalms 85:2. He won't remember it no more. Neither should you. Ask the Lord to forgive you. If you've spoken curses on yourself, ask the Lord to forgive you and break the curses. You know, you can speak a curse on your own self. Words are powerful. Very, very powerful. Even God warns angels to watch what they say. Yep. Even God warns angels. In Galatians 1:8, the Bible says, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you that which we have not preached unto you, let him be a curse. So I'm giving you the gospel. I can't be a curse upon you because I'm giving you scriptures about your mouth. If you say the right thing and line up with God's word, well, are you going to get a job? By faith, I'm going to receive this job. Don't be analyzing and figuring it out, because your mouth going to slip. You're going to say something to put a blessing totally away from you when you speak negativity into the other kingdom. Remember that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Amen? So what I want you to do before I close is to give you some scriptures to study tonight. study Proverbs chapter 12, 18, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, Psalms 106, verse 32 through 33, James chapter 1, verse 26, Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 14, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, Proverbs verse 4, also studied the book of James chapter 3 about the tongue, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and verse 10, 11, and 12. Proverbs again, 10, 14, Proverbs 21, 23, Proverbs 10, 19, Proverbs 18, verse 7, Proverbs 21, 23, Proverbs 18, 21, Proverbs 5th, James chapter 1, I'm sorry, James chapter 3, verse 1 through 12. Ask the Lord to set a watch over your mouth if you have trouble or come get deliverance. Study Psalms 141, verse 3. Amen. Proverbs 12:18, there is a speaker like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. I am healed in the name of Jesus. Well, the doctor's report say you're not healed. Why are you saying that? That's the don't go agreeing to that. I am healed. We are not walking on sight. We walk on faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Stand on that. Amen. Study James chapter 3, verse 10 about the tongue. Proverbs 13:13 about the tongue. Psalms 39 verse 1 about the tongue. Ecclesiastes chapter 5:2, the tongue. Ecclesiastes chapter 5:6, the tongue. Ecclesiastes verse 5 verse 2. James 1:19. Psalms 106, verse 32 and 33. And last but not least, James 1:26. Watch what you say. Get into the word. Look up the word mouth, tongue, and look up the word heart. And get into the word and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you to be sensitive to his spirit so that you won't utter anything from your soul. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you have been saying negative things, repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Renounce it. Get into the word and watch your mouth. We want to thank you who have been listening to me here at www.livedeliverance.com. I ask for your financial support. I have thanked all of you who helped me. We received a donation that helped us set us over with our legal fees. Man, I thank Sammy Osley. I want to thank you, Brother Rodriguez Baker, Brother Chris Paul. God bless you. The Lord bless us with a brand new computer. Brand new computer. The Lord bless me with a brand new Bible. The Lord bless me with a car. It was given to me. Nice. Air conditioned. God don't give us junk. God gives us good things. I didn't have to pay one dime. If we seek it, and you didn't ever hear me get on this radio station telling people I needed a car. I went without a car for about a year, and I waited on God. And God told me don't buy a car. And God blessed me. God bless every last one of you. Forgive people. We're going to talk about unforgiveness tomorrow. A lot of people are holding bitterness and unforgiveness in their heart. They judge people. And you know, when people get mad, they get their own way. They tell people treated me wrong. And when a person gets away from a person, it's because something that they see in them. And we really have to yield more to the Holy Spirit now. We're in some last days. Times are rough. Economic situation rough. A political violence in the air in America. Misinformation is in America. The spirit of misinformation, religious spirits, a political spirit, of atmosphere, these demons are working overtime. Do not get caught up in it. As a born-again Christian, stay out of politics. I am an independent. I'm neither. I don't get involved with it. I said what I had to say during the time when God told me to speak out against it. If the Lord tell me to do it, I will do it, and I won't let no human being stop me from saying what the Holy Spirit has told me to say. But stay out of situations where your mouth will get you in trouble, where you're going to say unadvised things. Stay out of that. The Bible tells us to be in the world, but be not of it. Stick to the word and stay out the word. Stick to the word and stay out the world. You won't fit in the world. Jesus said, I've called you. You have not called me. So stop trying to fit in there. You won't. Stay away from politics as pastors. Don't get involved with it. The Lord Jesus did not call us to get involved with that mess. We have to depend on the word. No political party can do anything. It's good to go vote. Yeah, we needed to go vote for Martin Luther King. We didn't vote. That's good. Go vote. Don't get so in-depth with it that you lose your salvation, your soul over. Because the devil, again, will allow you to use this right here, your mouth, against you and hurt yourself. Speak wise things. God bless. Sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner of our website, we have a PayPal. We appreciate your tithes and offerings. We do have tithers, and I thank those who help us so much. Oh, we have few, but they help. And God finds a way to move on people's heart. And if God has moved on your heart, please email and reach out to me and tell me what the good things the Lord has done to you. If anybody can hear me, email me. Let me read your testimonies to the body of Christ. If Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries have been a blessing to you, we need to hear that. We get a lot of listeners. We want to get your feedback. You can email me at overtonab1@gmail.com. If you want to become a cyber member, we open up the doors for cyber members. You are welcome to be a part of this ministry. God bless you. Watch your mouth and watch what you say. Shalom to you. We want to thank those who have been listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We're going to go back to regular broadcast. God bless. And we're going to turn this mic over and let's get into the chat room. You can dial and come into our chat room, 646-378-1857. Hit option one and come on in the chat room and chat with us. We're going back to regular broadcast at livedeliverance.com. Thank you. Captain Don Durden, you got Mike.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. I enjoyed the session this evening, my brother. You know, and I was trying to try to keep up with some of the things you were saying, because what you were saying didn't come from your flesh or from your mind. It came from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was giving us a message. And, you know, one or two things that touched my heart, and I kind of jotted down right quick. I have, from what you were saying, if I claim to be religious and holding all that stuff but don't control my tongue, I'm fooling myself, as well as others who look and say, oh, I thought he was a Christian, you know. And sometimes when I get mad and that's explode, the first thing come out to hear his mouth is, yeah, and you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to kind of thing. So we need to watch our language. And we shouldn't repay evil for evil. In other words, when somebody jump on us and call us and say something, we shouldn't retaliate with our words. What we need to do is just ask God to forgive that person and let that go. And that's one of the things I like to say. Careless speech. You were talking about Proverbs 13:3, and it said careless speech and unbridled tongue can undermine our influence for righteousness, cause us to sin, and affect our relationship with God. Let me say that again. Careless speech and an unbridled tongue can undermine our influence for righteousness, cause us to sin, and affect our relationship with God. I can relate to that because careless speech and unbridled tongue, sometimes I shout and scream, and those devils know how to get to you next time. And sometimes they say things, and I get bitter, and then I start out screaming, and there are false times, well, times I hate to admit, that a curse word would come out of my mouth, and then you blow the whole thing. A perfect person carefully controls, what I learned from this is a perfect person carefully controls his or her speech, and we should ask God for help in controlling our tongues. We should ask God for help in controlling our tongues, so that's what the devil had to get us with, and that's what I'm working on. That's one thing that was not letting me progress as fast as I could, because I need to watch my tongue. God bless you. Nice session, brother.
Okay. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful evening here at www.livedeliverance. This ends our broadcast. Good night.